Next, we have a story of grace under pressure. To be precise, the story of a woman showing grace under the pressure to marry. She lives in Pakistan, where women are urged to get married early. This young woman wanted to wait and began listing ways that she had deflected Pakistani matchmakers. She wore a fake wedding ring, she pretended to have a boyfriend, and then she realized that all this would make a great board game. NPR's Dia Hadid reports from a Karachi, Pakistan living room.
I'm sitting with Nushra Balagamwala and her friends, three women and a young man. They're testing out her board game, arranged.
One, two, three, four.
The game revolves around the Rishta auntie. That's slang for a matchmaker. She's famous for her meddling and sizing up of young women for available matches. You, the player, must dodge Rishta auntie by drawing cards that allow you to act scandalously. The aim is to shock her enough to make yourself less appealing as a match for a nice conservative boy. One of the players, Ahmed, has just drawn a card.
You're in the contraceptive aisle of a pharmacy. Run before someone sees you.
If you draw the wrong card, Rishta auntie might catch you.
Come here, darling.
The players pick a husband.
Because now you're married, your life is over.
In Pakistan, it's traditionally been the norm for parents to arrange marriages for their children. Sometimes they turn to a Rishta auntie to help them find a match. The ideal woman is pale, slim, and meek, and from a good family. An ideal man has an MBA and a foreign passport. Balagamwala is 24 and a games designer. She doesn't want to get married. She says she thought of the game after she was asked to meet yet another potential husband.
So I started stalking him on Facebook to find something wrong with him so I could tell my parents and get out of it. And then I was like, instead of doing this every time a boy comes up, why don't I just get rid of the problem once and for all? And so I started listing everything that I'd done to get away from an arranged marriage.
That included getting a tan.
I think I look more attractive with a tan, but Pakistanis and older women think I look less attractive, so it's a win-win situation.
And from all her attempts to dodge marriage,
I turned it into a lighthearted game of running away from the matchmaker.
Balagamwala raised money on Kickstarter, and it was a success. The game will be on sale by December. She says there's other good news for her. Creating the game made her toxic to Rishta aunties.
I've essentially become the least eligible lady in terms of arranged marriages, and it's amazing. Like, now I'm free to go marry whoever I want.
You and your friends don't sound like the kind of people who would be bullied into this.
We get bullied into it more often than you'd think because of the phrase "log kya kahenge," which is what will people say.
It's not just pressure from your family, but from society.
They start to think there must be something wrong with this girl.
And that impacts the chances of marriage for the rest of your siblings.
Hello, assalamu alaikum.
I wanted to meet a real Rishta auntie who could explain to me what they do. So I went to Mumtaz Qureshi. She's a 36-year veteran of the matchmaking craft. Qureshi shows me the applications that hopeful men and women have to fill out.
Name, age, education, province, and parents' province, Sunni or Shia, or if you are doing some job, and your phone number.
There's other details like marital status, your father's job. And then there's a section called appearance. Qureshi fills that out herself. If you're slim and pale and young, you'll get an A. But if you're overweight...
I suggest them, why don't you go for exercise? Because people don't like fat girls.
There's at least a dozen binders crammed with applications. They're divided by category.
Doctors, their file.
This is a file just for doctors. There's another for divorce people, and one simply labelled overage.
After 30 years, I will say overage.
Qureshi's old school, but in rapidly urbanizing Pakistan, her skills may become obsolete. According to a prominent sociologist, about half of all young Pakistanis in cities choose their own spouses now, and that includes Qureshi's son.
One son also done love marriage.
Qureshi thinks love marriages, as they call them here, are okay. But regardless of how you get married, she counsels the same advice to make it work.
Be patient.
Dear Hadid, NPR News, Karachi.